of the power of a mastermind and how it can really make a difference. So the marvelous power of the mastermind is that it can make positive, lasting changes in our lives. And it's not just our financial life, it's also in our personal lives. So if there's one area that you want to make a change in your life, then perhaps what you want to do is you want to have a mastermind team. So ask yourself, what's working? Ask yourself, what could be working better? What kind of support do you already have in that area? The secret to a productive mastermind team is to surround yourself with people from who you can continuously learn. I know that in my endeavors to belong to a mastermind, I went through two or three in the beginning that just didn't work. And they just kind of fizzled and fell apart. But I was persistent. I kept at it. I think I went through four before I finally found the two that I'm in right now. And both of them are extremely beneficial. And my life wouldn't be taken to the levels it has been without these mastermind teams. So it's quite likely that with the mastermind team behind you, there's all kinds of possibilities that you haven't seen, that you've overlooked, that you haven't discovered. And what will happen is that when you get involved with the mastermind, people will see you from a perspective other than your own. And so the possibilities are brought up, they're talked about, they're discussed. You know, you figure out how they fit on you. A really good example, last night I was doing some postings online for my blog, and I remembered, wait a minute, in my mastermind team we talked about using the Twitter picture program in order to get the word out there a little faster. And so I had totally forgotten about it. And it wasn't the mastermind team meeting that we just had, it was the mastermind event from last month. So I used that information that I had gathered from that mastermind event and put it to work in building my business last night. And it's very powerful. It's very powerful. So a sign of a very intelligent person is someone that is smart enough to realize that you can learn from others and they can contribute to what's happening in your life, to taking your life to a new level, to making your life even better than you possibly imagined. I today am doing some of the things that have been suggested through my mastermind teams that, like, if you'd asked me a year ago, I'm not going to do that. And I mean, one of them being doing the Terrific Tuesday teleclass. That comes from a mastermind event that I attended with John Delemy. Because one of my dreams, and I've had this dream for many years, is to be an international motivational speaker. And just by doing these teleclasses, I have had people listening from South Africa, from the United States, from here in Canada, and even my buddy Marta down in Colombia. So I'm now really an international motivational speaker. Now I need to take it to a different level. And next, I need to take it to the stage. But that will come. So the entire mastermind process is actually based on a very ancient principle. And it's been proven, time-tested over and over again, proven and time-tested. So this very ancient principle, I'm going to read this to you. When two or more people come together in a spirit of harmony and trust to work together towards a common purpose or goal, their combined energies are many, many times greater than the simple sum of their respective individual energies. So you build on that power, you build on that energy. I'm sure that you have been in a group situation where you were brainstorming about something, or, you know, it could be personal, it could be in your family life, it could be in your business life. But when you get going and you get on a roll, and sometimes the ideas are just flowing like magic and you're wondering, where are they coming from? That is the energies that are many, many times greater than the simple sum of the respective individual energies. So you can find solutions to your everyday challenges, whether they be relationships or money or health. With a mastermind team, you can create those solutions. So it doesn't matter what area of your life that you want to make a change. Masterminding can provide the insights and the inspiration for any area. So what you're doing is you're combining the best advice and counsel and encouragement for the particular situation you're in the mastermind team for. So you could have mastermind teams for the different areas in your life. One of the things that you will have to ask yourself is your personal development engine what's driving you forward? Are you in forward? Are you in neutral? Or are you in reverse? Where are you in that journey of personal development? And if you find that you're in neutral and you want to be in forward, the mastermind team is really going to be able to assist you in driving yourself forward. So what you want to do is you want to pick an area in your life where you want to see some positive changes. And you look at your daily life, your family, your dreams, your goals, and where do you want to begin? It is best to pick one thing right off the bat to start with. And then as you develop in the concept of mastermind, you just add more. Just the same principle of practice. You know, you learn how to operate in a mastermind environment, and you get good at it, and then you get great at it, and pretty soon you're involved in more than one mastermind team. So to make things a little easier for you, here's a list of the 7 F's. And you can review this list and you can choose where it is you want to begin. So faith, family, friends. I hope you're writing this down. Faith, family, friends, financial, fitness, fulfillment, and fun. So that's faith, family, friends, financial, fitness, fulfillment, and fun. So giving yourself that best opportunity for success, pick one of the areas and focus on it. So by having that mastermind team or group around you, you're not going to have to go it alone. You have that team environment. You have that support. So one of the things that you can do is you can write down the top 10 people that you regularly associate with. And as you review that list, realize that you will become an exact duplicate of those 10 people. So you need to be honest with yourself. Are these the people that you want on your mastermind team? Or is there someone different? I know that some of the people that I want to have on my mastermind team, originally, oh my goodness, I was scared to ask them. But now they're part of my mastermind team. And it's fun, and we all learn in that supportive environment. So you don't have to go it alone. So the next step is to find your mastermind group that fits your situation. And if you can't find one, it's easy to start one. You have to think about who you know, people that you respect, and people that you enjoy being with, and invite them. You will be surprised at who will jump at the chance. So it's most successful mastermind groups are between 6 and 10 people. And you can start with as few as 2. And 12 has sort of been shown to be the maximum number. I am in one right now that is 8. And another one that was 6 and is now dropped down to 2. And we haven't had any new members for a little while. But we're fine with 2 at the moment. And it's kind of right what it needs for our personal needs at the time. And when we're ready, we'll expand out. There's no set in stone concrete rules for a mastermind team. You want the mastermind team that's going to fit your particular situation. And you may get into a team and decide it's not right for you and move on. There's nothing wrong with that. That's perfectly acceptable. Now, you also want to look for bringing together some diversity. You don't want people who are just replicas of you. You want to look for different lifestyles, different cultures, different levels of education, different levels of financial success. So you get that diversity so that people are coming from different perspectives. And it is amazing how people can see things so differently. And it's the same situation. So it goes back again to that 2,000 bits of information that we choose from the 400 billion. So we all see things a little differently. So therefore, we're all able, and I guess you're in a mastermind team, so you're also willing to contribute on a different level. So seeking out those individuals in the mastermind, you can actually do it in person, or you can do it through CDs, books, DVDs. You want to actively look for situations where you can be around positive, inspiring people. Now, my mastermind team with the Power of Focus and Jack Canfield, now I've taken a couple of Jack's workshops, and I listen to his motivational stuff, I listen to his teachings, and I consider Jack to be part of my great big huge overall mastermind team. And John Delemy, who I have instant access to, can bounce things off of, you know, ideas. John is a master of creative ideas. Sometimes you just wonder where they come from. Does that man ever sleep? He's always thinking up new ideas. So having those kinds of people around in your mastermind team that come from CDs or DVDs is also a very good idea. Because if you can learn and grow from them, that's what you need to do. If you're ready to learn and grow from them, then go for it. That's what you need to do. So masterminding is going to help you make decisions about the issues that you face on a daily basis in your life. You know, if you've got a big catastrophe that's happened, your mastermind team can rally around and give you suggestions for ways, different ways of approaching, different means that you have at your disposal. They can be there for those joyous occasions to celebrate. Huh? And they can even come up with different ways to celebrate. I mean, no, I celebrate a lot differently now than I used to, you know, 10 years ago. Celebration now doesn't always have to involve alcohol where it used to before. So you want that opportunity for growth and change. And whenever you can, investigate those opportunities and see how you can incorporate the things that benefit you into your life, benefit you on a daily basis. You're in taking those ideas and just weaving them in and making success habits out of them. Because with those members of that mastermind team behind you, you will have the additional benefit of all of their years of combined success and all of their years of experience that you are able to draw upon. So you can identify the areas in your life that you want to improve. You want to set your goals. Then you want to relax and you focus on what you have to do each day for yourself. Don't Don't put yourself under the stress of believing that you have to accomplish it all at once. Daily, daily consistent steps are how we achieve our goals. Developing those new habits. The habits take a little time to develop. Do that daily focus on what you need to do. And let your mastermind figure out the best course of action. If you're having difficulty figuring out what you want to do next, take it to your mastermind team. The daily focusing on those items that you need to accomplish each day, you make a list of them and you relax. And it's amazing how when you learn that skill, and that's one that's fairly new to me, is relaxing and realizing, I've done my best today, to quote Dr. Maxwell. I've done my best today. And it's a really nice place to be in. Your mind isn't racing when you go to sleep. And if it's something that you can't solve and you're just having a terrible time attempting to figure out what to do, take it to your mastermind team. I know that I love it when people bring challenges that I can assist them in solving. It's wonderful to be able to give that back. And you too can experience that when you decide to join the mastermind team or create the mastermind team and are able to contribute. It really is a very powerful feeling. So Stephen Covey says, how different our lives are when we really know what is deeply important to us. Keeping that picture in mind, we manage ourselves each day to be and to do what really matters most. So when you take that time to relax and you focus on what you need to do each day, you are managing yourself. You get to keep the picture in your mind what matters most to you. Is it your family? Is it your business? Is it a combination of both? Do you work with your family? Do you build a business with your family? So by incorporating that relaxing, focusing on each day, taking your challenges to the mastermind team, you'll be amazed at the results you can achieve. So what really does matter to you the most? And if you're having difficulty with that, or you're challenged by, oh my gosh, I'm not really sure, oh, I love to do this, I love to do that, but oh my goodness, and then I forget about all. Take that challenge to your mastermind team. They can help you identify your priority. They can assist in clarifying the picture and even assisting you in maintaining your focus. They can give you suggestions about what they've done to maintain their focus. They can assist you in staying motivated to take the action for what really matters in your life. Because, you know, life can take us off track so quickly and so easily. It can be really easy to get tied up into the everyday challenges of life. Cooking dinner, going grocery shopping, taking the dogs for a walk, taking the kids to school. All of those things still need to be done. But with the focus and the assistance of your mastermind team, you really can make a difference in your life and what you love to do. Masterminding has been proven successful for thousands of years, and the support of a team is going to help you recognize some of the absolutely wonderful options that are out there. And things are going to be available so much sooner for you than had you done it totally on your own. I know that my business would not be where it is today without the successful mastermind teams that I have belonged to. The ideas, even the little nuances and the changes that I make in how I write, how I speak. I used to always use the word so to connect sentences, instead of just stopping with the period and then continuing on with the next sentence. And it was one of my mastermind team listening to a podcast that showed me that that was what I did. So I now make a conscious effort not to do that. So it can be the little tiny things that the mastermind can assist you with versus the great big things, like one of my old mastermind introducing me to John DeLemme as a strategic business coach. That has made a huge difference in my life. So the mastermind team can assist with both the large and the small challenges and successes that you have in your life. So take advantage of it. And I'm proud to say that each and every day I associate with people who are either on my level of enthusiasm, on my level of intelligence, or are even more so than I am. And that's key to having a personally productive mastermind team. You need to be part of a group of people who make you want to exceed your present reach, to go beyond where you are today. So in recap, I want to go back to the list of 7 F's so that you can review where it is you specifically would like to have a mastermind team. Faith, family, friends, financial fitness, fulfillment, and fun. And remember, by having that mastermind group around you, you definitely don't have to go it alone. Members of your mastermind team are behind you no matter what you do. So you take advantage of the mastermind team. If you want to do a little bit of research, again, the book, The Power of Focus by Jack Canfield, Mark Victor Hansen, and Les Hewitt. Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And the great book for Mastermind in Progress is Uncommon Friends by James Newton. So I'm going to open up the line, and if anyone has a question or a comment, please do feel free to jump right in. One moment. Does anyone out there have a question or a comment for this evening's call? Okay, I have one that has come in on the email, now that I've brought my computer back up again. And the question is, can I give some email advice as people are building their mastermind teams? And yes, I would be more than happy to assist you in any way I can in building your mastermind team. So my email is Carla@retirewithcarla.com, and it would be my pleasure to assist you, and my only wish would be that you get as much out of your mastermind teams as I do from mine. So I thank you very much for listening this evening, and remember to dial in next week to the Terrific Tuesday teleclass at 218-486-7200, bridge number 549-706. And if you're not able to make it in on that one, have an awesome holiday season, and I wish you all the best. and remember to have fun.